Have you ever felt like you don't really know who you are? Like you just feel like you're moving through life as if you don't even know who you really are. When someone asks you, what are you passionate about? Describe yourself in one word. There's not even a single word that comes top of your head. Well, this episode is for you. Wagwan speakers, welcome to another episode of The Unspoken Podcast. Yay, this is episode two of season three, but I'm gonna continue counting the entire episode's number. That's what I do. So of course this is season three. Of course episode one already went up on Wednesday, and if you haven't even listened to that episode, I wanna tell you, stop this episode and listen to that episode first, because that episode is setting the pace for It's like setting the entire mood for season three. So you better listen to that of having audacity. So welcome to another Sunday episode. So yeah, you already know if you're a speaker, you know, Wednesday and Sundays are for unspoken. So today's Sunday. I'm recording this literally on Sunday, bro. I'm recording this on Sunday, literally. So welcome to Sunday session and my solo Sunday episodes. Yeah. So today I'm just here talking about, so this is episode, when I'm counting, this is episode, I think 66, if I'm not wrong. I'm going to check, but probably, yeah. So welcome to this episode. I hope you're doing well. So I've been living alone for a while now. And of course, I'm living alone and I've got to spend a lot of time alone. And I've got to learn a lot of things about myself. That's why this episode is entitled, Who the Fuck Am I? Who the Fuck Am I? Because I feel like in the beginning, not even now, I've always struggled finding my identity. I was thinking about it the other day, how I've struggled finding my identity as a podcaster, especially a podcaster from Kisumu, because being a creative out there and also being just a podcaster, especially from Kisumu, I feel like I've always wanted to be like or sound like other podcasters, especially other podcasters from maybe other UK podcasters, because I listen to a lot of UK podcasts, American podcasts, and that's podcasts around the world, around the globe. A lot of Nairobi podcasts. Of course, they're podcasts from Kenya, but they're Nairobi podcasts and they're not going to sound the same. So I've been struggling to find my identity as a podcaster. I feel like I'm always like, okay, I listen to a lot of podcasts and I'm like, I want to sound like this girl. Like, I want to sound like these girls. Like, I want my podcast to be. Of course, you learn a few things, but I've always, like, I feel like I struggle with that. I think I want to sound like this, because if I sound like this, that's when people are going to listen to me. Oh, this is how the cool podcasts sound like. This is how the cool podcasts sound like. And then I realized, no, I have to be my authentic self. I have to be me. I have to be myself. So I've been on this journey of, who the fuck am I? Like, who is Awiti? What do I bring to the table? Yeah, so that's what we're going to be talking about. Basically, on a self-discovery journey, if you're on a self-discovery journey, self-realization journey, trying to romanticize the life. And I think the best way to, according to me, the best way to find out, to learn about yourself is to spend a lot of time with yourself. Spend a lot of time alone. You're going to learn a lot of things about yourself. You're gonna explore a lot of things about yourself, know what you love. So the first thing I think is spending a lot of time with yourself, spending alone time with yourself and being productive about it. So that's what I've been doing lately, like trying to romanticize myself. Even I'm trying to go on solo dates, by the way. I'm starting this thing where I'm taking myself on solo dates. Like each month I try and take myself on solo dates and just spend time with myself and evaluate my life and just be, you know, just stepping out, like, really does a lot of things. You just view a lot of things from your own perspective. Of course, you're going to be staying just in the house doesn't really help. So me, I'm trying to just at least go on solo dates like once a month. I think I uploaded my first, I'll upload tomorrow. I'm uploading this episode today on Sunday, and then the solo date vlog, my first solo date, is gonna be tomorrow. I'm gonna upload it tomorrow on YouTube. So you guys check it out on YouTube, subscribe on my YouTube channel, check out my vlogs. I do vlogs on YouTube, and then yeah, vlogcasts on YouTube, and then there's this podcast. So check out, subscribe, like and share. So it's about my, I've never even taken myself on a solo date. Coming to think about it, damn. Like, I have never taken myself on a date. It's either I'm always with someone, someone took me, like, just the bare minimum. But I'm trying to take myself on a solo date. And the first one was really nice. You go and check it on YouTube. But, like, I really had fun. Like, I didn't know you can really have fun alone, on your own. I really had fun. I went and sang old R&B. Like, oh, I had so much fun. So the first thing is just spending a lot of time with yourself. If you can try solo date, try going on solo dates, because basically, in according to my understanding, romanticizing your life is like having peace within your life and being excited about your present, being excited about being present in your life, valuing things in your life. And it's not just about appreciating the things. Not about how much money you have or the things you can afford. It's not about the things, these tangible things. Yeah, it's not about that. No, it's about appreciating what you do have and just being present in life. Because sometimes, have you ever had this feeling like you're just moving in life in circles? You're just moving in life like, Like, where would I should do? Like, you're just there. That's the worst feeling. You're just there. You don't have, like, you don't even want to live a valuable life. That's the worst feeling in your life. And I think being on a self-discovery journey, on a self-realization journey, romanticizing your life really adds value on your life. Like, you're excited about life. You're just excited about life. Like, tomorrow, like, you're excited. Because when you lose excitement, like, when you're just living through life, it's like you're just dead. Like, you're just there. If you're just living through life, not knowing what's going on about you, what's going on around you, it's like you're just dead. So that's how me, I'm starting my self-care journey. I'm starting my self-realization journey. I'm spending a lot of time with myself. Things that don't really cater to my needs, things that I don't, like don't really, what's the word, that don't really relate with my values, something like that, I don't give them my time. I'm all about me. It's all about me. So because I realize, like, life is moving so fast, you guys, life is moving so fast. Like, literally, we're in July. In fact, today is, we're almost finishing July, and then August is here. So 2024 is probably just done. Life is moving so fast. So the sooner you start doing this, the sooner you live a valuable life, the sooner your life has flavor, the sooner you become excited, the sooner you start doing the things that you love, the sooner you start showing up for yourself. You start putting yourself up there and showing up for yourself. Do what you love. I mean, that season of my life. Make your life beautiful and unique. Just live a beautiful life. Put yourself first. And if I feel like, do one thing for yourself every day. Make a point to do one thing for yourself every day. If it's walking, if it's like whatever you have in mind, do one thing for yourself every day. You owe that much. You owe yourself that much. Do one thing for yourself every day. Yeah? So I'm just going through my self-discovery journey, thinking about a lot of things, because I think a younger version of me was actually But if you think about it, if you do things for yourself, then you're not going to be easily impressed by these small things when people do for you these two small things, and then you're like, oh my gosh, like they love me so much, like you're easily impressed. If you do things for yourself, then that's just the bare minimum. When someone comes into your life and they're like, now Dana, like come to your life and you control you and do this for you, and they're like, okay bro, I've been there, done that. Like, you're not easily impressed, especially when it comes to men. Like, so a man wants to take you on a date, just a lunch date, and then you feel like, damn, this guy, like, hey, I think like he really wants me, he really loves me, like he went all the way out to take me on it. Bro, no, that's just the bare minimum. If you start doing that for yourself, and then you're like, okay, I can do this for myself, so what do you bring to the table? what's so unique about you? Why should I give you my energy? Why should I spend time with you? That's like your value increases. Your value, even me, when I started doing this, like I feel like my value increases as a lady, my value has just increased because I'm capable of doing all these things for myself. So when someone like comes and tell me, but then, you know, if someone just wants to do this for me, I'm like, it's not really a must, by the way. Like, I don't, like, it's not a must for you to do this for me. Like, I have value. I remember there are some days, some dark days when I was, I didn't even know who I was, when I was giving a lot of people my energy. Like, I was always there, I was always available. You know, you're always available. Like, you're like, I was always there, available. Ukwitwa form, like when someone says, hey, you guys, we're hanging out over here. There's a party, so we're going for a party, we're going for a road trip. Hey. I was always available. I was always, mimi don't record the mama form, mimi. I was always available. I remember in campus, there was no weekend you'll find me in school. I was always going on road trips. I was always going where the latest party were. Where do what? When someone tells me, Charity, are you available? Yeah. Like, I was always there. I was always available. And I realize now that the reason I was always there, I was always available, I was always going for those things, because I could not do them for myself. I didn't even know who I was. I just wanted to be a to please people, the people pleaser. And then I couldn't be able to do this for myself. So when someone told me, hey, baby, come for lunch, I was like, yeah. Count me in, because I couldn't even do this for myself. So like when someone invites me, like when someone even invites me somewhere for this thing, I was like, wow. I was always like, okay, this person really likes me, or this person like values my time. And then he's like, no, I'm just there, like me night. I was just there to be called, because I'm always available. I'm too available. I used to confuse that with love. Like, okay, these people love me. They like being around. But no, it was just me being available, because I couldn't do that for myself. But now that I do these things for myself. I care for myself more. I know myself. I romanticize my life. I don't like give my energy to a lot of things. Give my energy to a lot of people. I choose who to vibe with. I choose who to vibe with. I choose where to go, who I spend my time with, who gets my time. I get to choose that. I get to have the power to choose who I got to spend my time with. And I like that. I like that for myself, because when you spend a lot of time with people, or you give too much, you give away too much to other people, then you remain empty. That's when you don't even know who you are. You're just empty. You're just giving. Be selfish with yourself. You're just giving. You're always available to people, but not yourself. So that's what I'm really learning. That's what I'm being intentional about. I'm being mindful about being present in my life. Because now I don't have kids. I don't have a family, I don't have a husband, I don't have kids, I don't have a husband. Yeah. So the only time, the best time I can discover who I am, I can romanticize my life is now. Because when kids come, when you start a family, hey, that's a whole other topic. That's a whole other topic. You know, raising kids, that's too much. So now is the best time. When you're alone, when you live alone, now is the best time. And I'm always just saying, please, if you can, just don't skip that part about living alone. Don't skip that part in life. I think, like, it's a very, according to me, what I've learned, it's a very important phase in your life. You get to learn a lot of stuff about yourself. So please try, if you listen to this, try not to skip that part about living alone. Don't be too quick to move in with people. If you can afford to live alone, move out. If you can afford, underline that, if you can. But if you can't, stay home, bro. There's no rush. But if you can, don't skip that feeling. Don't skip that phase of living alone. That phase is really mind opening in your journey. So yeah, try that. It really helps you discover a lot of things about yourself. So I don't want to talk much today, but I have like a cold. I was like even contemplating recording this. I was like, oh, bro, I'm so tired. But no, that's not the energy I'm about to go out. I'm about to go on this season. This is season. We're being audacious, like I said. So I need to follow my own advice, please. By the way, guys, so keep voting for me in the African Podcast and Voice Awards. I really want to win this. I need to bring this home. Vote. I hope I don't forget putting the link. I forgot to put the link on the Audacity podcast episode, but the link is on all my social media platforms, so you guys go and check it out there. And I'm still trying to work out an intro for the pod. Like it's I have the idea, but I have not actually finalized the idea. So yeah, I'm still trying to work out on that, to work out on the intro. Yeah. So, speakers, my loves, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the Unspoken Podcast. This is episode 66, if I'm not wrong. Hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you learned something. I hope you go out there and go start your self-discovery journey. Start your self-realization journey. Romanticize your life. Self-care and all that. Like, yeah, do all those things that make you happy. Take care of it. And it feels so fulfilling. Like you just love yourself. Like you just love yourself. If you love yourself, like the world, like you just find like life is just good. Life is just gonna be worth living. Life, you're gonna be looking forward to the next day. Like it's a good place to be. Promise you guys, honestly, it's the best thing you can do for yourself. Loving yourself, showing up for yourself, romanticizing your life. Like life is, you're going to be so excited, and you're going to achieve a lot of things. You know, when you love yourself, you love what you're doing, you know yourself, you're going to be outside, like you're going to be always seeking to better yourself. Life is going to be worth living. And you just see that a lot of doors are opening for you. Things are just happening for you because you know what you want. So I'm going to have to love you and leave you. This is a short episode because it's a Sunday solo episode. Yeah, so I'm gonna have to love you and leave you guys, but I hope you learned something, and I hope you go out there and do better for yourself, romanticize your life, and show up for yourself, okay? Thank you for listening, and yeah, remember to subscribe, watch the solo date vlog. You're gonna learn a few things, like the solo date. Watch the solo date vlog. It's gonna be up on YouTube tomorrow. Subscribe and share and vote for Unspoken Podcast in the episode. And I'll see you guys on Wednesday. Goodbye.